expect Odell to be here on this team in 2018?
Well, certainly I expect the players that are on our roster to be here. But, you know, as ownership has talked about, you know, they're 3-13 a year ago, so we're making changes to the roster, trying to improve ourselves, and this is the time of year to do it.
What was your reaction to the video?
Well, like anybody else, you know, first of all, I think it's important that you get all the information. Who knows how that video appeared? But certainly, you know, we all understand, you know, there's certain ways that we need to act and certain things that we don't want to be doing. And, so that's that, really.
I know you spoke to Odell.
I did.
Do you believe that he gets that and that he's going to sort of come around to what you want him to be and how you want him to represent the organization?
I do. It's been pretty well documented that I saw Odell when I went out to work out the quarterbacks this past week. And, you know, we just got an opportunity to sit down and talk. I had a chance to share my thoughts on all topics Odell, other than football, certainly. And it was a good visit. Told me his favorite restaurants in town, and we just got a chance to get to know one another. You know, he's a very charismatic guy. I think he really cares, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
Do you have good radar on guys? I mean, like I said, you go down there, you're talking to him, you're not talking football. Do you have a sense? Do you get a sense of a guy, you think, and is that usually right?
Yeah, I've got a good radar on people. Got a good radar on what's going on this morning here, you know. So I think, I do. And I think that's why it's important as coaches and players and anybody that's working together that you get a chance to visit and get to know one another. I really don't think you can know somebody by just seeing reports, reading reports, hearing what people think and say. I think it's really important, especially in the player-coach relationship, that I get to know him.
I think with a coach, you know, joining the team this first year, you want weapons. I don't know how, you know, it'd be hard for me to think that you would try to kick a guy like that out the door.
Yeah, I think we all always want weapons, and obviously he's been an outstanding player, especially the first 3 years. So, yeah, certainly we want really, really good players. We want guys that are passionate about playing the game. We want guys that understand the importance of relationships, which means they want to be coached. And we want guys that understand it's important to be a good teammate. And so those are the things that we're looking for in a player.
Where is he at physically?
I think he's on track coming back from his injury. So all reports are he'll be ready to go, at some point here during the training.
Ready to go. Say that again,
right? He'll be ready to go as we get going. So, there's steps he's got to take, but all indications are he'll be back healthy by the time we start playing in September.
Coach, when the president and CEO comes out and says no player is untouchable, and you're in your hotel room or you're flying in, wherever you are, what's your immediate response when you hear a comment like that? And it's not from you, but from the president and CEO.
Yeah, it's just another way of saying that we're going to try to do everything we can to make our team better. And I understand that. And it's sort of refreshing to know that we're going to, you know, look under any rock and turn over every stone we can to make sure that we make the New York Football Giants the best team we can make it as we start September.
You know, what, 2 months, 3 months into this, what do you make of being in the New York market, the Odell show, and kind of coming in from, obviously you coach other places, but being in New York in this market and kind of what it's been as far as every single day it's another thing with Odell Beckham?
Well, first, certainly this is one of the most iconic franchises in NFL football, really, in all pro sports. And so you feel that when you walk around the building. There's people in the building that care. It's in our DNA to win, and we're trying to make the changes necessary to get back to winning. And so that's sort of what I feel. Being in the New York market, you'll see this about me. I'm just going to try to answer the questions to the best of my ability. You know, this time of year, this is the kind of the business time of year, and no other business in the world does everybody talk about deals they're making before they happen. So I don't know why football is any different.
Have you had a player of this stature as far as celebrity status and sort of like the face? And how have you handled that in the past?
Yeah, we have. I mean, places I've been, we've had players with this type of status. So I guess as the coach, you're just open and honest with the player. And you just try to express what you're looking for in a guy that's going to try to be a good teammate. And, it's really kind of exciting for us now. We're on the verge of getting them back so that we can start training. This is the time of year when we as coaches don't get to do what we like to do. And so I'm excited to get to know the players. You know, I know of them. I've studied them. Some of them I've worked with in the past, but this will be the time when I get to really know them, and that's what I'm excited about.
My last one, the meetings in L.A. with Odell when you were out there for the meeting, can you just give us any insight? I know you can't talk football with them, but any insight on the details of those meetings, where they were and kind of how it went down?
No, I wasn't. You know, I was out there, and it'd be no different. The way this thing got set up, it'd be no different if Odell was in New York and he came by the office. And so, since I was already out there, I reached out to him. We all understand this time of year you can't talk football, but it was a good meeting, and I felt like I got to know him a little better. And again, as we talked about earlier, the only way you get to know somebody is by visiting with him, and I got a good sense, or a little better sense, of who he is.
Just one meeting, short meeting, half hour?
More than a half hour.
You said your guys on the verge of coming back. Did he give any indication that he'll be here this spring, the fall, or
yeah, and again, we couldn't talk about that, but I'm looking forward to seeing him when we get going. It's a crazy rule, isn't it?
It is. I don't know how you believe that.
Huh?
I don't know how you believe that.
Well, we're all very trustworthy guys.
Yeah, never. Absolutely.
It's not that crazy.
You know, anyways, we'll... I don't want to get fined right away.
What do you think of kind of a role as Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, you know, he's back in the building. I see it. You know, he's training, trying to get him healthy. So we'll have to see at this point.
Has he passed his physical?
Not at this point.
What do you think of Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, yeah, he's an outstanding player, you know, and certainly as we get, I've known him, you know, I've had more exposures to him probably than some of the other quarterbacks in the draft, but it was good to get out there and watch him throw. I think that was the important piece of our trip last week, to see these guys throw in person and get more exposure to them as a player, and Josh is obviously a very outstanding player in all regards.
He seemed to, at the combine, he seemed to really... kind of respond to the way that you coach him or work with him in the meetings, whether it's at the senior there or the combine. Did you feel like you guys had a working chemistry there too?
Yeah, I mean, my indications are that he's a tough player. He's competitive. Those are things, and those are traits that I admire in a quarterback. You saw that in his play. You know, he's willing to pull it down and run with it. You know, he's a big. If you've been around him enough to know, he's a really, really big guy, which I think helps you. And I just like his mindset.
For a coach coming into a new team, obviously helping to have a long stay, you got a 37-year-old quarterback.
Right.
What is the urge for a guy who works with quarterbacks to say, I can take almost any one of these guys in the draft, and I can set myself for my whole future here with the Giants?
Yeah, I think we're always looking for a young generational quarterback, and there's a couple examples of that out there, you know, playing a couple in our division, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the urge. I do know this. I've seen Eli in the building almost every day here in the offseason. He's the fittest, healthiest 37-year-old I've been around, and so I'm looking forward to working with him as well as Davis Webb. So, you know, the important thing with quarterbacks is – they come in all shapes and sizes, all skill levels. They're on all parts of the spectrum in terms of their, you know, experience in the league. So the one that ends up playing for us, you just try to get the best out of them, much like we did with Case Keenum last year in Minnesota.
What is your ego level with working with quarterbacks? You know, I mean, if you get a great guy, you can work with him. But what is your ego level as far as, well, maybe I don't get the second pick in the draft. I can help make somebody into a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I'm smart enough to know that really good players make us really smart coaches. I get that. And so all the quarterbacks we're talking about are good players. And the one we just spoke about, Eli, has helped our organization win two Super Bowls. So I don't know about ego.
know what I'm saying? Some guys feel that I can make anybody.
Yeah. I'm smart enough to know that better players make us look a lot smarter.
And what's the best way to deal with the narrative that it's a total rebuild? It's a rebuild.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case, Susie. I think what we're trying to do is, and Dave and I have spoken about this, and we really believe this, we want to make our team better one move at a time. You know, I think that's what we're trying to do. I don't believe that narrative that it's a reboot, it's a rebuild. We're trying to make this year's New York Football Giants, I like saying that, the New York Football Giants as good as we can be going into September. And then we'll continue to make moves as we go. You know, this is not kind of a, you know, within boundaries type deal when you shape the roster. It's constantly happening. And we're going to constantly try to improve our roster. You know, it's obviously on the front burner this time of year.
So, and that said, what's your takeaway from free agency so far? Is this a markedly better team than it was a month ago?
We do. We feel like we've helped ourselves on defense. We've added some pieces that will fit our new defensive scheme. Guys that guys are going to help us when we start to play five on the line and some of the ways we want to play on first, second down. We've helped ourselves up front. You know, it's a little bit of the same model. And last year in Minnesota, we added Reef and Remmers, and then we drafted a player that played as a rookie, like a guy that was a veteran. So Dave and I are both of the opinion that you got to improve the offensive line in order to get this thing kick-started, and that's certainly the direction we went in free agency.
How does the JPP trade fit into that? Because he's obviously a guy who helped you this year.
Yeah, it's just business. You know, we feel like it was fair value on both sides. You know, he's obviously been an outstanding player. I've had to play against JPP. Got to know him a little bit. And, you know, we feel like we got good value, you know, as we move forward. And we wish him the best. He's been a great Giant for many years.
Any concern about how he would fit into this new scheme?
No, no concern. It's just a trade.
Where does Olivier Vernon fit? Is he one of the three, so to speak, or one of the four? Like, is he a defensive lineman? Is he an outside linebacker?
Yeah, probably both. You know, he plays on the edge. And so as we get to talking more about the new scheme, he's kind of an outside linebacker when we're five on the line, and he's a defensive end when we're four on the line. You know, I think it's important to remember, you know, you end up playing in nickel defense probably 60 to 70% of the time. So that's where you start really building your front. And then we just have a way to be just a little bit more multiple in the way we're going to do it. But he's going to play on the edge. So whether he's got his hand down or he's standing up rushing.
You think he can do both?
Oh, for sure. And actually, before he came here, that was part of the scheme that he was involved with in Miami.
Whether it's working with Dave, building the team,
right,
for you is the most important thing from your takeaway last time, that you know you can be better at.
Well, working, you know, Tom and I had a good relationship, but I think what's the most important is we continue to communicate, and that's what's really good for a coach, this kind of a year in transition where you're away from your family. Dave and Kevin Abrams and all the scouts, we get an opportunity to, you know, we're in the office till later in the evening. We finish our evening typically at a diner, you know, 9 o'clock at night, you know. And so the important thing as we put this together initially is the communication. We do have a shared vision for what we think the roster should look like, but we just keep communicating when players come up that we might be interested in or moves come up that we want to try to, you know, approach.
How about you personally?
Be better. Well, I had a list of things I wanted to do in the first month and pretty much hit that. And then there's also a list of things I'll never do, and that'll continue to happen. I guess we'll revisit that as we go. But I think to say you know what it's going to be the first time around is an absolute, it doesn't work that way. There were certainly things that I've learned along the way, and since that time, it's been five more years. So everything my first time around in Cleveland, I wish I knew then what I know now.
Hey, you mentioned that Eli was the healthiest 37-year-old you've seen.
Right.
How much, though, does just the number of his age weigh on?